Okay, we're on. We started already. On Yud, Amud Aleph, on the two dots, about six lines up or something like that. Okay, Hilchos Shabbos, the halachas of Shabbos. So we said in the Mishnah they are like a mountain hanging by a hair. So comments the Gemara, Michtav Chesivon. What are you talking about? There's lots written about in the Torah about Shabbos. I mean, it's not just a halacha which we've seen, it's just a remez. So answers the Gemara, lo tzricha. No, it's needed. Look at the Rebbe Abba, for Rebbe Abba. So I'm a Rebbe Abba, says Rebbe Abba, a choifer, somebody who digs, guma, a hole, but Shabbos, on Shabbos, v'ein tzorich, and he does not need, ela le'ofara, meaning he only needs the dirt, meaning he doesn't need the hole, is potter aleha. His potter. Okay, and that's not so, if you look in the Torah, you won't really see that. Okay, so ask the Gemara. We're going to explain this with the continuation of the Gemara. Come on, who's this like? Rabbi Shimon. It's like Rabbi Shimon. To Amar Malacha, a Malacha she'ena tzuricha legufa, that isn't needed for the gufa, the purpose that it was done in the Mishkan. Potter aleha, he's potter. He would not be held obligated. So that's fine, but our Mishnah doesn't say that it's just going according to Rabbi Shimon, right? So we want it to be the Chuli Alma. So answers the Gemara, afilu teimel Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say this is going according to Rabbi Yehuda when he digs the hole over there. Yeah, and he only needs the dirt, even though he holds Malacha Shein Sricha Lugufa is Chayav. Yeah? When he says it's Chayav, that's Hosam Mitaking. That's when it's a Mitaking where he holds it's Chayav, Malacha Shein Sricha Lugufa. Hacha Mekal Kelhu. Over here, he's been destructive because his wife's very upset because of the big hole in the garden, in the Chotzer now. So it's destructive. So therefore, this is considered Mekal Kel. So even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that he is potter. So this is the. So basically, we're talking about somebody, the remez, so the halach of somebody digging a hole in someone's Chotzer. Okay? So my Kaharin Tulim Besaro. So where is this remez over there? Because we said it's like a mountain hanging by a hair. Okay? So answers the Gemara. Meleches Machsheves Osra Torah. Okay? That means calculated labor. The Torah prohibited. Okay? And Meleches Machsheves Lo Kesiba. And it doesn't say, with regards to Hilchos Shabbos, this Melechas Machsheves. Where does it say Melechas Machsheves? We learn from the Mishkan. So the Mishkan, it mentions that it's got to be calculated Malacha, in the Pesukim over there. And that was written next to Hilchos Shabbos in Parshas Vayakel. And we learn from like Smichos, just as it applies in the Mishkan, right, so there's Melechas Machsheves, so too it applies by Hilchos Shabbos. So that was the remez mu'at in the Torah, which we have to hear from Torah Shabbat Pah.
What's the
Melechas
referring to?
No, Melechas Machsheves is a general principle. So over here we're applying it to there's two. It sounds like over here Melacha She'ein Nesricha Legufa, maybe coming from or Mekalkel. If somebody does a destructive action, or he dug a hole in the garden, right? Even though he wanted the dirt, right? But it destroyed the garden. So that would not be considered Melechas Machsheves. Therefore, he would not be chayav, even though he did boina, right? He made a hole. So therefore, he's potter. So that, if you look in the Pesukim in the Torah, it doesn't say it specifically. So we learn it out by, just as in the Mishkan, it had to be calculated labor. So too, in Shabbos, has to be calculated labor. So that's just a hint so we learn from the Mishkan. No, it's not written.
Same as
Mishkabin,
is that the point?
That's different. You've got to learn the Mishkabin. No, the Dovashim Mishkabin applies in all the Torah. But whatever that means, yeah? This thing of this principle of Melechas Machsheves, which is used as a patur in Shabbos for different things, yeah, that he would not be obligated, we learn that from the Mishkan. So there's different aspects of that. And over here, we're using it specifically for Mekalkel.
So you're only chayav if you're attacking something, whereas with Mekalkel...
According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're only chayav if you're attacking, yes. Right. If you're Mekalkel, not. And according to Rabbi Shimon, even if you're attacking something, but you didn't intend for that, you intended for something else, I mean, it's getting a bit... Whatever. Because there's an overlap of... Okay.
Wait a second. What are the separate? I don't get the separate kashas. One kasha is mechtav ksivan.
Yes.
And the answer is lo tzvicha. And the other one's my kari etzulim b'sar. What's the first kasha that's being answered, and what's the second one?
No, the first one is just what is the case, yeah. And the second one is basically what is the remez. What's not written before Ash, yeah. And the second point is like where is the remez? It's supposed to. It's just different aspects of the same point, really. Okay. Chagigos. And now, what about chagigos? So chagigos also are things that seemingly, according to the Mishnah, they're not written mefurish in the Torah. Okay? So the Gemara is going to ask the same question. Michsav ksivon. They are written. Okay? So answer the Gemara, lo tzricha.
What's a lo tzricha in both cases? What do you mean lo tzricha? What is it needed?
No, meaning the Mishnah. The Mishnah is referring to. The Mishnah is referring to the following. Meaning.
The Mishnah is law.
It's law. No, it is needed.
The assumption is the Mishnah is necessary.
Right.
Okay.
There is a Kiddush in the Mishnah.
Okay, good. Okay. Could it look at the Omar? Like Rav Papa Labai. Like Rav Papa said to Abai. Okay, Kasha. Mimai, how do you know Dahai Vachadoisem Oisoi? When it says, we understand sometimes about Chagiga, Chag Lashem, this is the end of Pasuk, is Zavicha. How do you know it's talking about ritually slaughtering? Dilma Chagogu Chaga Ka'ama Rachmana. Perhaps it's saying, let's look at Rashi. Chagogu Chaga, yeah, Laharbois Simcha. Right, party. Yeah, maybe it means have a party. Right? Maybe that's what the Ka'amah Rahmanah, that's what the Torah is saying. So we assume that Chagiga means a rich Korban Chagiga. Maybe it means have a party.
Celebrate.
Okay. Ella, so the Gemara says that can't be true. Because if we're going to basically, Ella Mi'ata, if that's true, yeah, Dichsiv says in the Torah, Yachoygul leave a midbar with regards to when they're in Mitzrayim over here, when they speak to Paro. Hachi Nami. So you want to say that would also be meaning have a party, yeah? If you want to say that is true, yeah, you can't say that back. See, because it says in conjunction with that, the Yoma Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, Gam Atar, also you, pretend you give B'yadenu, you right? Also Paro, we're going to go and do Kubanos, and you're going to give us Zvachim, the Oilos. So you see over here, obviously, in context, they were talking about sacrificing korbanos.
Is talking about this in the pasuk itself?
Yes.
Fantastic.
So answers the Gemara. Doicha the Gemara says, maybe not. I can still say it was a party and not a ritual slaughter. Dilma, hachika amar rachmana. Perhaps the Torah was saying, yeah, ichlu v'shosu, v'chagu chagu kamai. When it says, Ichlu v'shosu over here, I put an arrow up from the word Ichlu to the word above, Zvachim, meaning when it says Zvachim, in the Pasuk, it doesn't mean Zvachim in the sense of ritually slaughter, it means just slaughter, Shecht, yeah? And it means Shecht, it just means Shecht, animals in the Midbar. Have fun over there. So maybe really when it says we're basically proving that the chagiga means ritually slaughtering from the word zvachim, but we say no, maybe zvachim over here just means slaughtering stam, it doesn't mean ritually slaughtering.
And oilers?
Yeah, I have that cash. I didn't see anyone addressed it. Bothered me tremendously. Yeah. I'm just deeply disturbed, and I didn't see anyone talk about it. Okay. Lo, I answer the Gemara. Lo salka daitach. No. Right. You may have thought, no, I can be doicha, right? Yeah, you can't think this. Dichsiv, lo yolin. Basically, another we're going to prove now again that it's talking about ritual slaughtering, yeah, from a different pasuk. Lo yolin. We've seen this pasuk before. Chelev chagai. You should not leave over, right? You're supposed to, right, the fats of my chagiga and boika, right, until the morning. Ve'isal kedai. That's the end of the pasuk. Yeah, the isal kedaitach, and if you would have thought The chugu chaga, right, adds it in, that it's talking about partying. Who? Tarba. Tarba means fat. Yeah, lechaga. To a part, there's fat to a party. Islay, there's no such things as fat to a party. Right?
Huh.
I can say chaylev chagai, right? The fats of the party. I don't know. It's an interesting party. The fat part. I don't know. Whatever. I've never been to such a party.
It's trafe, though.
Yeah, well, it's trafe. Yeah, right, 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 right. You can't eat the lard party. Right? It's not Jewish. Don't do the lard party.
Right.
So, anyways, it can't be. It's an upshot. So,
thanks, Rob.
Okay. So we're back in. We're back in action. Yeah. We've just proved that chagiga, yeah, loshon chag, must mean ritually slaughtering. But then the Gemara tried to be doing it again. Dil v'dilma hachi ka'ama, perhaps Rachmoni, perhaps the Torah is saying the following: Chelev haba bezman chag, the ritual fats, not the lard, that comes in the time of chag. So now we're saying chag, maybe chag means festival. So it basically means that the fats that we're not saying the fats of the chagiga like we said before. Remember, we said the fats of the chagiga. We're not saying that means the fats that are around the time of the chag, the festival, lo yolin, you should not leave them over. Okay, so we pushed off again. We've not proved that chagiga is lashon of ritually the chagiga. No, but we're going to push this off. We're going to say Eloyot. If that's the case, though, you want to tell me it's just talking about chag, it means the festival, right? Habab is man chag. So you're telling me that the at the time of the chag, right? The what comes at the time of the chag, Fudulo Yolin, the facts that come at the time of the chag, you can't leave over till the morning. Ha, the facts, the Chol Hashana, Kulo Yolin, you can leave the facts of the whole year over. How can you say that? Kol Halayla Ad Boika Ksiv. And that's referring to don't leave the facts over. And that's talking about all year round. So you're not allowed, so you can't say it's just the problem on Yom Tov. But it's from all year round, so that can't be pshat. But then we push back again. We're pushing back. This is getting intense. Pretty over here.
Okay,
yeah. Dilma, right? Oh, so he said no. Me, how? If it were from that pasuk alone, Habramina, how la asay the pasuk that we just mentioned, yeah, that says kol alayla ad boker. That was talking about in a positive sense. Maybe over there that pasuk was coming for it's a positive commandment, or maybe an issa asay, don't leave it over, right? And then we wrote the pasuk earlier, chelav chagai, kosav rachmona hai means chelav chagai lalav, means they were addressing two issues. One was saying in a positive way, don't leave the facts. I don't know how to say that. Yeah, you should make sure not to leave the fats over. Right, you do that. Yeah, and the other one's saying, don't leave the fats over. And so they're addressing two separate points. So really, okay, it's a bit sticky, yeah? But then the Gemara's doing it again. The lav, if you want to tell me that the chel of chagai was for a lav, cause of krach rina, we already have a source for the lav. Below yolin, min habasa, you shouldn't leave the basa, asher tizbach, you should sacrifice the erev, yeah, with the shechting in the erev, but yom rishon leboika, right? You shouldn't leave it basically over till the morning. So therefore you see that we've already got a lotase for leaving the fats over. So you can't tell me this chelav chagai is a lotase. But then the Gemara does it again. V'dilma la'avor alav v'shnei lavin. No, perhaps we want to be really make a big punishment over here. And there's actually two lotases v'ananase. So basically, we really worked hard to push that off. We weren't accepting that. So Ella, so we're totally changing the pshat. We're going from a new direction. How do we? What's the hint? What's the hint to the chagiga in the Torah? Ella Asya, it comes from a gezeirah shava, midbar, right? That's a gezeirah shava. Okay, kasev hacha. It's written here, v'yachogu li b'midbar, right? The word of chag over here, chagiga, and it says in conjunctional word b'midbar. V'kasev hasam, and it's written over there in Amos, yeah, hazvachim v'amincha. So this is Zvachim, right, and the Mincha, that's the flower offering. He gashed him, leave the midbar. And that's clearly speaking about, yeah, if you bring it to Hashem, Yeah? You don't bring a party to Hashem. You bring a korban to Hashem. Right? So that's clearly talking about a korban. And it says the word the midbar in the posuk. Samar lahalun zvachim, just as over there in Amos is talking about zvachim, right? Afkan, so too over here in Shmos is zvachim. So basically, we've proved that Chagiga is a gezerah shava. So just over there in the pesukim in Amos is clear that it's a korban, right? So over here it's a korban.
Amos is an Eliyah.
Beautiful. So first of all, the Gemara that is the answer, but we ask quite a question though. It says Mike Harin Slulim Basara. But now the Gemara asks, but if you just said it's a Gezeirah Shavah though, Gezeirah Shavah actually is a strong limud, and they're basically as if it's written in the Torah. As Rashi says that in different places, yeah. If you got a Gezeirah Shavah, it's ki'ilu, it's written in the Torah. So what's the allusion? Just an allusion. So it answers what Ellie said. Oh no, wait a second. It says Divrei Torah from the Divrei Kabbalah. He means from the Novi, from the Kabbalah, right? Lo Yolfinon, right? You can't learn a Gezeirah Shavah truly from Torah from the Novi. So over here, it's like an illusion.
So that's why it's like
exactly.
It's there, but it's not
exactly.
So we haven't proven conclusively that.
Well, that's what we wanted to prove. Yeah, we wanted to prove that it's not conclusive.
I mean, it's obvious that it is.
It is. If
we're judge tomorrow, trying to do any angle.
Yeah.
If that's the thing, I'm trying to prove it.
Yeah. All right.